We are back after a massive 10-game slate last night. We are gifted with a nice and easy 3-game NBA slate for Tuesday, November 29th. We're ready to just hop right in, dive into each game, and give you our favorite plays for the night. You're listening to another episode of the 3 in the Key podcast.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back to another episode of the 3 in the Key podcast. This is Ethan speaking once again, joined by Chris. How are you feeling with 3 games tonight?
Feeling good. Not feeling good about last night, but I know I always talk about Valanciunas on this podcast, but I'm done with him. After last night, I'm officially done with him.
Well, at least you weren't the one who had to name him on the podcast yesterday.
Yeah, I'm actually really glad I wasn't here yesterday, because
Valanciunas sucked.
Yeah, I would have talked way too much about him, and he just completely decided not to come and play basketball last night. So
yeah, was not expecting that bad of a game from him.
No, gosh, no. Especially with the guys you had out. But
yeah, I mean, there's not too much to touch on last night, except Kristaps Porzingis career high in points and a win.
Yeah, man, 41. Him and Kuzma balled out.
Went off. Then we had Andrew Nembhard for the Pacers, hit a game winner against the Lakers, fully healthy Lakers. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, Devin Booker went off.
He got over 70.
One of the late night games, he balled out. So there was some big plays last night.
Yeah, I don't know that there's too much else to talk about. Anything else you feel like we need to cover?
No, I don't think so. I think we can just keep this nice and easy today and talk about this 3-gamer.
Yeah, this should be nowhere near as long as some of our other episodes. So let's just hop right into the first game. We have got the New York Knicks facing the Detroit Pistons. Knicks are 5-point favorites as of right now with an over-under total of 226. For injuries, we've got Emmanuel Quickley, questionable. Marvin Bagley, Bojan Bogdanovic, Jaden Ivey, Isaiah Stewart, questionable. Cade Cunningham, out.
Yeah, it's this Detroit game side is going to be a little tougher to talk about. Got a lot
definitely.
Of questionable guys, but you want to start us on New York?
I'll kickstart us.
Go ahead.
I'm going right back to Jalen Brunson tonight. Detroit gives up the most points to point guards on the season, 6th most fantasy points on DraftKings. Jalen Brunson's just been really good this season. He's averaging over 38 fantasy points a game, and he's only 7,700 on DraftKings. The FanDuel definitely priced him up 8,600, but with a 3-game slate, I really don't care, honestly. I just really like Jalen Brunson tonight.
Yeah, I mean, a 3-game slate, you're going to have to play some of these guys regardless, and maybe try to find the ones that are a little lower owned. But no, I like the Brunson call too. And I know you talked about earlier, Quickley is questionable tonight. If something happens and Quickley doesn't play, you could always go down to Derrick Rose, $3,400 on DraftKings. Just a cheap guard you could look at if Quickley ends up sitting this game. So
I like it. I actually had Derrick Rose written down.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, I think he'd get, somewhere in the 20s. If Quickley doesn't play.
And another guy, if Quickley ends up sitting tonight, Cam Reddish should see some good minutes again. Played 24 minutes last game in the game that Quickley got hurt. Regardless, he's playing pretty good minutes. So just a cheaper guy you can look for who should benefit from Emmanuel Quickley if he sits out.
Yeah, and right now they got Grimes in the starting lineup. I don't know, though. They flip-flop between him and Reddish. So either one, I mean, I think I like whichever one starts too, but I think you could play both. Grimes is $4,400 on DraftKings. So if he starts, I kind of like him too. You could definitely look at Julius Randle here, $8,000 on DraftKings. He's put up over 41 fantasy points in his last 3. So his minutes seem to be up a little bit from where they were at the beginning of the season. So he's another one you could look at $8,000.
Yeah, I do like Julius Randle tonight.
Yeah, and I don't know. We got a couple spend-up options here on the slate tonight. So I'm going to throw this guy out there, Obi Toppin. He's $3,600. He's all over the place when it comes to minutes, production, everything. But New York has played Detroit twice this year, and in those two games, Obi Toppin has averaged 24.4 fantasy points a game. So at $3,600, you can play with power forward or center. Just a cheap punt you could look at if you wanted to.
I like it.
Yeah.
You're not going to talk about the center?
If you're not, I will then. Yeah, Mitch Robinson. I like him here, man. He's $4,600 on DraftKings. Just played, finally played 32 minutes in the last game against Memphis. Put up 35 fantasy points. If Stewart doesn't play for Detroit on the other side, Bagley's not very good defensively. So if Stewart doesn't play, I really like Robinson here. I mean, I like Robinson regardless at $4,600 at that price tag.
Yeah, he's a lot cheaper than I thought.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, just had a great game last time, and he literally went down $100.
Yeah.
So I like him regardless, but especially if Isaiah Stewart doesn't play on the other side, and it's Bagley start getting the start, I really like Robinson.
I like it. I think that's all for the New York side of things. Anything else?
Nope. That's it.
All right. You want to kick stars with Detroit or me?
I'll start us just off with Killian Hayes. $6,300. Like I said, this is a tougher team to talk about, but this guy's been balling out here lately without Ivy in the lineup. So if something happens and Ivy sits again, I have no problem paying the $6,300 here tonight for Hayes. I mean, he's got only at 18% usage, but a 23% assist rate. He's put up 37 and 45 fantasy points in the last two without Ivy. So someone you could definitely go back to here if Jaden Ivy sits.
Yeah, I do really like Killian Hayes tonight. And I'll go ahead and hit on someone who is a three-in-the-key lineup killer. I know you don't want to talk about him, but I will. Sadiq Bey has a really good matchup tonight against the Knicks. They give up the most points, fourth most rebounds, first most threes, first most fantasy points on DraftKings, third on FanDuel to opposing small forwards. He's jumped all the way down to 5,700 on DraftKings, 5,400 on FanDuel. I know he's been up and down, and he's killed us at certain points this season, but he averages 30 fantasy points in two games against the Knicks this season. We know what he can do, so I'm going right back to Sadiq Bey tonight.
Yeah, and I mean, especially if some of these other guys sit again, I mean, he played 35 minutes in the last game, so if he's getting those kind of minutes, I'm all in with you too on Sadiq Bey.
Yeah, I mean, a lot rides on these questionable guys.
Well, see, that's the problem. I mean, if some of these guys, if Ivy sits again, you could absolutely go back to Alec Burks. He's $5,100. I mean, he's got a 24% usage rate. So he's somebody I really like. He's been averaging about 1.1 fantasy points per minute, 24 fantasy points per game. So if there's no Ivy, I absolutely will have some Burks in my lineups. You could even, if you wanted to, if Ivy sits, you could go down here and look at Diallo, Hamadou Diallo. He's $3,500. I mean, he's last three games, he's played 19 minutes, 22 minutes, 23 minutes. I mean, only one of those games was fantasy worthy. He put up 22 fantasy points against Utah three games ago. But
yeah,
just another cheap player if some of these guys sit.
Yeah, did you hit on Kevin Knox yet?
No, he was next, so you could talk about him.
Yeah, if something happens and either Ivy or Bogdanovich end up sitting tonight, or even Bagley, Kevin Knox should see close to 20 minutes. And besides last game, he had 20-plus fantasy points in the four games before that, and he's playing the team that drafted him, so he may want to show out tonight.
Yeah. I mean, of course, I decided to play a lot on him last game, and he crapped the bed. But other than that, man, he's been playing really good. So
yeah.
And I know you just talked about Bagley. Bagley, I know they're talking about dealing with migraines, so if something happens and he sits this game, you can always look at Jalen Duren. Duren at $3,800 on DraftKings. I imagine he would get to start here.
Yeah.
And if Bagley does sit and you're really looking for a punt play down here at center, you could go to Nerlens Noel. He will be playing his former team, and he's $3,000. And I got to imagine he'd at least get 16, 17, maybe 18 minutes. If you got no Bagley here. Yeah. So he's a pretty good fantasy producer when he gets the time.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, I think that's really it.
All right. Let us waste no time then. We will jump into the next game. We have got the Golden State Warriors facing the Dallas Mavericks. Warriors are 1.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 228. Only injury we've got is Andre Iguodala still out for the Warriors.
Yes, that's glorious. No injuries.
Yeah, finally.
Go ahead. You can start.
All right. I'll get started on Golden State. I'm definitely going down to Andrew Wiggins tonight. Over the last seven games, Dallas gives up the second most points on first most threes to opposing small forwards. Andrew Wiggins has been pretty consistent this season, averaging almost 35 fantasy points a game. On DraftKings, he's only 6,800. FanDuel definitely priced him up at 8,000, but like I said, with a lot pricier.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Like I said, though, with only three games tonight, I mean, you're going to have to pay for some of these guys. So I really like Wiggins in this matchup tonight against Dallas.
Yeah, he's averaging a fantasy point per minute, too. So, and I mean, he's playing about mid-30s in minutes, especially if this game is a good, close game, which I would think it is. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and just to go back real quick, these teams, Dallas is the slowest team, and Golden State is second fastest. So it's a huge pace up here for Dallas. It's definitely a pace down spot here for Golden State. But needless to say, I do still like Wiggins, especially at that $6,800 price tag on DraftKings.
Yeah, the DraftKings price is nice.
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, I know you could easily go stars and scrubs here tonight, but I do like that this kind of middle of the road build. I like these guys in that $6,000 to $8,000 range here tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll talk about Draymond Green. I like him here tonight, too. He's 6,500 on DraftKings. He's averaging almost 30 fantasy points per game, one fantasy point per minute. So he's another guy here I like for Golden State. I mean, I think him and Wiggins are two of my favorites tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the only other people I've really got are a couple cheap guard options if you're looking for some of them. Jordan Poole is now down here to 5,900 on DraftKings, 6,200 on FanDuel. Still playing pretty solid minutes. I know he has not been great this season, but he has put up 30-plus in his last two and 29-plus in three of his last four. I know a couple of those were blowouts, but still, if you're looking for a cheaper guard option, Jordan Poole could be good. And then even Dante DiVincenzo down here, paying 3,500 for him on DraftKings and 4,000 on FanDuel. He's been pretty solid recently. Even in the close games, he's been playing over 15 minutes. So if you're looking for some cheap guard options, Poole and DiVincenzo could be decent.
Yeah, I like that too. And I am going to talk also about Kevon Looney. He's $4,200 on DraftKings. So if this game's competitive, the games that are close, I mean, he's playing 28, 29 minutes. So I got to imagine you got Dwight Powell and Christian Wood on the other side. So I got to think if this game is close, he's going to play at least mid-20s, upper 20s a minute. So at $4,200 for a center, I mean, you could do a whole lot worse than that. I do like him here.
Yeah, and he's averaging over 20 fantasy points a game. So,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't – I mean, he just seems to hover right around that $4,100, $4,200. So yeah. I'll keep playing him.
I don't think I have anything else for Golden State.
No, me neither.
All right. You want to start us with Dallas then?
Yeah, I mean, I know I talked about that $6,000 to $8,000 range tonight, but I definitely am going to play some Luka. He's 12-6, but this is a three game slate, so you got a guy here that can easily get you 80 fantasy points here tonight. I mean, he's got a 39% usage rate, a 46% assist rate. He's averaging 61.6 fantasy points per game, 1.7 fantasy points per minute. This guy does everything for this team. And
yeah,
at 12-6 here, going up against Steph and going up against a fast Golden State team, he could be really good here tonight.
No, I definitely like Luka tonight. And like you said, with only three games, you can afford to pay up for him. So I do like Luka. I also like, I'm looking at the centers here. Christian Wood finally played, 32 minutes last game?
Yeah.
35 fantasy points. Golden State has been a lot better defensively against centers in recent, like the last seven games. But, I mean, Christian Wood's still under 7,000 on DraftKings, and he's only 7,200 on FanDuel. If there's a chance he could play 30 minutes again, I got no problem paying that for Christian Wood.
Yeah, I mean, here, last two out of three games, he's played over 30 minutes. So if you're telling me I got a chance to get a 30-minute Christian Wood tonight, yeah, I'm absolutely going to play him at 6,700.
Yeah, so like Christian Wood tonight, another guy that is very high risk but has a good matchup, Reggie Bullock. Golden State is tied for the eighth worst three-point defense in the league. And over the last seven, they've given up the seventh most points to small forwards and second most threes on the season. Third most fantasy points on DraftKings, fourth on FanDuel. I mean, he's dirt cheap, 3,400 on DraftKings and 3,800 on FanDuel. He has not been good this season. He did have a 25 fantasy point performance just a couple nights ago. But against a bad three-point defense, he could do something tonight.
No, that's actually funny because I hate to say it, but I kind of do like Reggie Bullock. I mean, he's had three games this year of over 20 fantasy points at least. So
yeah,
there is a little bit of a ceiling. But I mean, but yeah, his floor is 3.75 DraftKings points in 33 minutes. So it can happen. But here again, it's a three-game slate. On DraftKings, you can play him at small forward, power forward position. You got to take some chances, especially if something happens and you want to run a Steph versus Luka lineup. I mean, you're going to have to play some of these guys. So you got to talk about them.
Yeah. Anyone else for Dallas?
I do kind of like Dorial Finney-Smith too. He's 45 on DraftKings. And I mean, he's averaging over 33 minutes a game. So the minutes are there. He's definitely another one of these guys that could, you know, completely win you a slate or completely lose it for
he's
you.
On
so,
a hot
but
streak.
He has. I mean, he's had 29 or more fantasy points over the last two. He had 22 before that. So, I mean, but don't get me wrong, he can get you 14. But hey, you're looking at a guy here though at 4,500 that can also get you 30. So,
yeah.
And like I said, this Dallas team is a huge pace up spot here. So, I think looking at some of these guys is something you should do.
Yeah. I actually like down here as a cheaper option, Maxi Kleba. It looks like he's overtaken Dwight Powell's minutes as of late. Dwight Powell only played 8 minutes last game, 14 before that, 11 before that.
Yeah, Kleba's but he doesn't do much.
Yeah, Kleba's played 24 minutes and 29 minutes in his last two, put up 18 and 22 fantasy points. He could be a good cheap option, 3,500 on DraftKings and 4,100 on FanDuel.
Yeah, and this is just, I mean, this is way. This is an absolute pun if you're playing 150 lineups. But Davis Bertans is actually getting some minutes.
Oh, God.
So I know. I mean, he played, I know it was kind of a little bit of a blowout, but he played 17 minutes in the last game. Two games before that, in a close game, he played 14 minutes. I'm only saying this, and you know, in that game, he played 14 minutes, he put up 21 fantasy points. I'm only saying it's because of when he played for the Wizards. If he can hit his threes, he can stay out there and produce. So if he could get 15, 17 minutes, I mean, that night against Denver, when he played 14 minutes, he went 4 for 5 from 3-point range. So if he gets hot, I can't imagine anybody's going to own him. Yeah. So just,
hey, I mean,
you know,
I'll back you up on it real quick. Like I said, Golden State's tied for the eighth worst 3-point defense in the league. And over the last seven games, they've given up the fourth most threes to opposing power forwards. So that,
yeah,
that
and
could
I
be good.
Mean, I think Dallas might be looking for some shooters here tonight. So, yeah, like I'm saying, if you're playing a lot of lineups, you easily throw them in a couple.
Yeah, I like it.
So
that it for
that's
Dallas?
It, though. Yeah.
All right. That's right. We covered Golden State already, so we're on to the last game.
Yeah.
All righty. Let me pull it up here real quick. Last game on the slate, we have got the Los Angeles Clippers facing the Portland Trailblazers. Trailblazers are 3.5-point favorites as of right now with an over-under total of 211. That is the lowest on the slate by far.
Yeah.
As far as injuries go, we got Paul George, Luke Kennard, Kawhi Leonard, John Wall out for the Clippers, and Keon Johnson, Damian Lillard, Gary Payton II out for the Blazers.
Yeah, I mean, this is it kind of sucks that you're getting the slowest and the, you know, the game of the night for the hammer, late night hammer. So, but I mean, hey, it's three games. Still got to play some guys. No John Wall. I'll definitely have some Reggie Jackson here tonight. He's $5,300 on on DraftKings. So without John Wall, I got to imagine he's be playing into in the 30-minute range. So I like him here.
Now, I do really like Reggie Jackson in the spot tonight. I also actually really like Amir Coffey. He's been starting at that small forward spot. He is, where is he? Oh, he's a shooting guard on DraftKings. That's why I couldn't find
him. Yeah, he's 3,600 on DraftKings.
Yeah, 3,600 on DraftKings and 3,900 on FanDuel. Like I said, he's been starting. He's played 22-plus minutes in his last four. I mean, he hasn't been incredible. He's put up 17, 17, 26, and 16. But for that cheap, he's got a really, really good matchup tonight. Over the last seven games, Portland's given up the fifth most points, ninth most rebounds, seventh most threes to opposing small forwards. So I definitely like Amir Coffey as a cheap guy tonight.
Yeah, and I mean, I know I just sat here and talked about that this is a slower game and this and that, but LAC is got a lot of cheap guys here. I mean, I like Terrence Mann here tonight. He's $4,800 on DraftKings. I got to assume, you know, he's starting. You got Norman Powell, who's $5,400, playing his old team. Played two seasons with Portland. So, and he, all of a sudden, he sucked at the beginning of the year, but now Norman Powell is balling. Just put up, you know, 31 fantasy points in his last game. Had a dud before that, but then the three games before that, 31, 41, 36. So
yeah, he's put up 30-plus in four of his last five.
Yeah, and he's doing this, you know, averaging around 27, 28 minutes a game. So another guy you can easily look at. Marcus Morris, he's down here at $5,800. He's only shot above 50% once in the last six games. So this is another guy who he shoots the ball a lot. I mean, he's shot double-digit attempts in the last four games. So I'll definitely take a shooter here, and maybe he'll find his rhythm tonight. So that's the thing. It's not the greatest game environment here tonight, but gosh, LAC's pretty cheap, man. You could play a lot of these guys.
Even Batum and Covington have been playing over 20 minutes recently.
Yeah, Covington.
Actually, no. Covington, I don't think Covington even played last game.
Yeah, he actually played over 20 in the last two, but I know one of those was a blowout. So I don't know what they're doing with him.
Okay, forget Covington. He didn't even come in the last game.
Oh, okay, you're right. That was the game before that.
Yeah, Batum, though, played 24 minutes last game.
Okay.
You're right.
That was the game before that. So
yes, yeah, completely wrong about Robert Covington. I'm not playing Robert Covington tonight.
Yeah, because I feel like he's, well, looking at him, man, that's why I said it. I feel like he's playing more minutes when they're blowouts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, makes me a little nervous. But I mean, but I don't even know that you got to go that far because, like I said, the starters alone for this LAC team are all pretty cheap.
No, you're totally right. I mean, look, we just named Amir Coffey $3,600, Terrence Mann $4,800.
Well, yeah, I mean, right now, basically, other than the center spot, everybody is $5,400 or under. Well, no, I'm sorry, $5,800 and under, for, you know, that are starters. So you could definitely find some good plays here, I think.
Do we think Zubac puts up 77 again?
No, I think he goes for 71 here. No, I'm just joking. Yeah, you can absolutely play Zubac at $7,000 because you see what his ceiling is now. Yeah, 77
really?
Fantasy points, man. So
yeah, he went up $1,000.
He did go up $1,000. So, I mean, I don't know that I'm going to be playing a lot of them here tonight, but absolutely. It's a three-game slate, so.
No, you're right. Is that it for the Clippers?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. I'll kickstart us with the Trailblazers. I actually really like Jeremy Grant tonight. He has just been lights out with no Damian Lillard this season. He's averaging 38 fantasy points a game without Lillard. And over the last seven games, the Clippers give up the third most points and third most threes to opposing power forwards. He's also been shooting lights out from three. I mean, 5 for 10, 3 for 7, 5 for 8, 4 for 7. I don't know what's gotten into him from the three-point range recently, but he's just been on. So I really like Jeremy Grant at only $7,300 on DraftKings and $8,200 on FanDuel.
No, actually, yeah, Grant was one of my favorites here, too. And him, and I do like Anfernee Simons. He's $8,100 here on DraftKings. He did get priced up $300, but I feel like he might be that, maybe that forgotten man tonight at $8,100. You might not have people want to pay, you know, pay that price for him. So, I mean, he's averaging 37 fantasy points per game, about a fantasy point per minute. He's got a 27.2% usage rate, 18% assist rate. So, you know, I think I'm definitely going to take some shots at him here tonight and just hope maybe he's a little, you know, lower owned.
He averages 40 fantasy points when Dame sits.
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, it's going to be tough to play this guy if you want to play people like, you know, Luka and Steph tonight.
But yeah,
like I said, I kind of like this $6,000 to $8,000 range for some of these guys.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm going to be going right back to Justice Winslow tonight. He's put up 25-plus in his last three games, attempting 10 field goals in his last three games as well. 4,700 on DraftKings, 5,200 on FanDuel. He's still starting at that small forward spot, and he averages, where is he? Averages 25 fantasy points a game without Damian Lillard this season. So for that cheap, I'm going right back to Justice Winslow tonight.
Yeah, gosh, yeah. I mean, I'm with you. Same thing. What was he? $4,700. Yeah. So I'll absolutely have some of him.
Yeah.
And I definitely think you could play Nurkic here. He's $7,200, but he's been playing really good in the last three games against LAC. He has put up 40 or more fantasy points in the last three. So,
dang.
Yeah, just another center here you can look at, you know, but I like him here for that late night hammer.
And he's even averaging 37 fantasy points a game without Lillard this season.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying with his. With his price and everything, I still think he's just a little too cheap. I mean, just the last two games alone, he's put up 42 and 43 fantasy points. So,
yeah, and he's attempting double-digit shot attempts.
Yeah, yeah. So definitely like him here at the center spot tonight.
Yeah, it's funny. We talked about this being one of the slowest games, but there's a lot to like in this game.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, if this was a 10-game slate, you know, you may not have as many of these guys, but it's three games. So you got to look at everybody from every game and just, you know, go from there. So just trying to give you the rundown of all the guys we like and as many as we can give you.
Yeah. Anyone else from Portland you need to touch on real quick?
Don't think so. I think that's it.
All righty. That looks like it is all three games covered for tonight on Tuesday, November 29th. Yeah. I think that is it. There's no news or anything. Only news we got is that Kemba Walker has signed with the Mavericks and is not making his debut tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could talk about Kemba Walker tonight.
Yeah. But yeah, that is it for this small three-game slate tonight. Anything you need to touch on before we get out of here?
Nah, I don't think so. Good luck to everybody tonight, and hope you guys can pull some money.
Yeah. We thank you all for listening, whatever platform you're listening to this on. If you could share, download, follow, leave a rating if you can, whether it's one star or five stars, we appreciate any and all of it. Come find us on Twitter at 3InKeyPod. That's the number 3InKeyPod. I'll have the injury reports for tonight. You can find our personal Twitters and our website in the Twitter bio. And yeah, best of luck to everyone. And we thank you all so much for listening. We're signing off. This has been another episode of the 3 in the Key podcast.